Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
There's never a time to take a breath. LSU has fired head coach Brian Kelly. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is a drama, but it is pure nonfiction. It has happened after getting embarrassed, that ass whipped at home against Texas A&M. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback, my brother from Western State, Colorado wide receiver. We're literally over here eating dinner at Cone's house, having a family get together with spaghetti. The kids are over here, and we literally look down, and Brian Kelly has been fired. David, I'm going to start with you. I'm shocked. Look, I'll just be honest with you. I always say nothing really in the sports world or college football shocks me anymore. For this to happen right now, I think it shows you not just the lack of on-the-field success and that consistency of the program with a CEO head coach looking more structured and being more consistent that a lot of LSU fans were hoping for with Brian Kelly, but what I think it shows you is there was a lot of toxicity going on behind the scenes and in this locker room and in the coaching staff. As I sit here today, they're going to pay the money. You look at the buyout, we can get into the nuts and bolts. We're going to be talking about this all week. I've texted Matt Moscona. I've texted Blake Ruffino, all of our guys that are tapped in there to LSU. I'm shocked, David.
One extra piece of information here from our buddy Pete Nakos. Frank Wilson will serve as the interim head coach. I'm surprised, too. I think you phrased it well yesterday after our LSU-Texas A&M recap, which is if you're a CEO head coach, right, you're not a play caller or necessarily dominant on one side of the ball schematically. If you're a CEO head coach, then you can't have the sort of volatility and problems that LSU has had since Brian Kelly has been there. But honestly, I guess I'm a little bit less surprised after the James Franklin firing. Just remember, this guy was number three in the country at Penn State. They go to overtime against Oregon 15 days later after two terrible losses. He's fired, and you said it at that time, wow, no one in the country is safe.
And you know, it's like law. Once there's precedent, then you have something that isn't as crazy the first time it happens, right? You can go back and say, well, this happened this way, so we're not as shocked that this is happening now. I wonder if James Franklin is still the head coach at Penn State right now if LSU would have made this move. I know they're separate programs. I know they're separate people. But, Blaine, it feels like that James Franklin firing kind of opened the door to be the second craziest thing, I guess, from an optics standpoint. But in that vein, Blaine, look, do I think LSU was wrong to do it? Again, I'm not able to look at the vault. I'm not able to look in the coffers and see the numbers, what they have. But, obviously, they felt like it was to the point of no return. I mean, I'm sure you're as shocked as we are here.
I mean, yeah, I'm shocked just because kind of the timing of it, to be honest. I mean, let's be realistically here. You look at Brian Kelly and this Brian Kelly deal. I mean, his buyout's going to be $53 million. And I know this, Louisiana doesn't play about their football, and I understand that. And to be honest with you, it must feel good if you're an LSU fan to be part of a program to where you can kind of see the direction of the future going the wrong way, even with only two losses, and really cut the cord on a guy. And Jake, I think you're right. I don't know if Brian Kelly gets fired if James Franklin doesn't get fired. But now we're walking into a year where, one, no coach is safe. Two, where is Lane Kiffin going to be next?
Oh, you want to talk about DeBella DeBall with Lane Kiffin. And Blaine's, I mean, just, again, we're having to share an earpiece here. I will say, as crazy as it is that it was Les Miles and Ed Orgeron that were able to win a national championship at LSU and not Brian Kelly, when you look at how, you know, a lot of people thought it would go and what we've seen in the past, we also live in a world where, and Blaine was kind of hitting on this with Lane Kiffin, where and I've got a ton of respect for Penn State, right? And we know the tradition at Penn State. But the Florida and LSU job is open. And we're going to get to candidates just off the top of mind who we think right now would fit. But there has never been a time to be a coach about to get his big job. Yeah. Or you're at a big place, but you want to go to what I call one of the golden egg locations in college football. And make no mistake, LSU and Florida are golden egg locations in college football. So if you're Lane Kiffin, I mean, Cignetti, I don't think he signed that deal.
No, he just signed. Cignetti's off the table.
He's off the table. I don't think LSU would hire James Franklin. I don't think Florida's going to. Mm-hmm. They don't want to look like they're going to take their Jackson Arnold. And I know that's disrespectful to James Franklin because he actually did something good in college.
We had talked so much about, is Brian Kelly going to be the, fourth coach in a row to win a national championship as the head coach at LSU when Saban was able to do it and Les Miles and then Ed Orgeron. And you're talking about the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. The winningest coach in Notre Dame history just got fired from LSU. That's some perspective that I think everyone needs to understand. And look, it's tough to fire a guy in the middle of the season, like I said, because you have seniors on rosters, last time playing football.
Recruiting.
It's tough to fire a guy in the middle of the season, but you can understand these programs trying to get a jump when other more attractive jobs are going to open behind them. Look at how this domino effect has happened here. You had Oklahoma State move on from Mike Gundy. That's a pretty good job. Someone's going to want to coach there. Mm-hmm. Then Penn State, that's a more attractive job. Then Florida opens, that's a more attractive job. LSU is even more attractive than Florida, in my opinion. And at the best home field environment in the country, you're not just going to get somebody who has no head coaching experience. Like, they can go get the cream of the crop.
I want to know in the comments, what's a better job in your opinion, LSU or Florida? Because I think the arguments on both sides could be very, very logical and very, very rational.
I would say
LSU because there is no Florida State in my state. There is no Miami in my state. It's LSU and the Saints, and one of them's in the NFL. LSU's not worried about La Tech, running shop or Southeast Louisiana. But getting into candidates, and Blaine, I just, you're going to hear a lot of Lane Kiffin. I get it. I understand it. You're probably going to have some people throwing out Gruden. I know who I'm calling first, though. And I know who I think y'all are calling
Nick
first.
Nick Saban always wanted to go back, didn't he? Is that what he said?
He talks a lot.
I'm LSU, I'm calling him.
Here's the thing. Like, Nick Saban's going to have to call the cops on me because I'm calling him so much if I'm a member of LSU's administration. I'm talking about cease and desist orders. Like, hey, Miss Terry, what do you need? Let's come back and let's finish this thing. It's where you started. Mm. Come back and let's finish it. Now, in reality, Saban, I think he's done. I don't think he would take it. So, Lane Kiffin, obvious. I'm just wondering who would be the first guy, Blaine, I want to start with you, outside of Saban and Kiffin, that you would call if you were Scott Woodward.
Okay, first of all, I'm calling everybody possible that I want to call. I'm calling Moses. I mean, I'm calling God. I'm calling everybody.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, I heard he's unavailable, to be honest.
But we're going to keep reaching out.
For sure. We're going to keep reaching out. I think some names, obviously, you're going to hear is going to be Lane Kiffin. I think you're going to hear James Franklin's name.
I don't think James Franklin.
I think you're going to hear it. I don't think he's going to get hired. I think you're going to hear Eli Drinkwitz for that job. I think you're going to hear... And if we're calling everybody, to be honest, I mean, this would be one of my first calls. I'm calling Marcus Freeman and seeing how much money.
Well, here's the problem. I think, and again, he said Marcus Freeman. I would be very shocked if they tried to keep the Notre Dame coaching pipeline going after what happened with Brian Kelly, even though I think Marcus Freeman would do a great job there. What about Fran Brown? At Syracuse. Is that just not a sexy enough,
it's not good enough
name yet? Like, is it just not sexy? But to me, James Franklin, wait a minute, you want us to go get a guy who was just fired for basically the same reason we fired Brian Kelly?
That was the Matt Rule from Nebraska.
Yeah,
to
you want me to go get the mixed Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And he would do good.
I think he would do good, but
you didn't just fire Brian Kelly so that you could do good. Look, you know what I mean?
Are we going to get Clark Lee? Hey, Clark, look, you embarrassed us.
If I'm the AD, then I'm asking my superior, what's the goal? How am I going to get judged, right? Yeah. Is it just, do you want to win a championship? Because I know there's a guy who could come in right this second, win a national championship, and that's Urban Meyer. Is he a good guy? No. Do I want to hang out with him? Probably not. Probably wouldn't be able to be in the same room with him. But if I'm the AD and that's how I'm getting judged, Urban Meyer is too young to never coach again. He's not going out like he did in Jacksonville. I get tired of saying it. He would dominate at LSU.
I would just tell Urban Meyer if I called him that Saban was interested. I think that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to call Nick Saban. Yeah. You're going to call Urban Meyer.
I would call. Yeah, yeah. I would call Saban and tell him Urban wants it. And I'm going
to
call
first
Urban
one to say, first one to say yes gets it.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Sell me this pin.
And I think one guy, look, and I don't know if he'll want to come drop back down a league. I really think Joe Brady.
Joe Brady.
From the Bills.
Okay. See, now you're saying smart
it's
things
just,
to me.
He's in line kind of for a head coaching job in the league. So if he would want to do that, I would.
But where do you want to go? I'd rather go to LSU.
I'd understand that, but I'm just telling you, if I'm LSU and I can't get the Sabins and the Urban Meyers
or Lane, that,
I know one guy who can do it, who's proven it at our school, who took us all the way, and I think he'd be a great head coach. I mean, I'm calling Joe Brady.
Joe Brady,
no head coaching experience though.
Look.
Or is what he did on offense in 2019 his head coaching?
Yeah, you experienced that.
That's a good call, man.
It's a little bit outside of the box that he doesn't have that head coaching experience. But if you're LSU, you just hired a guy that had more head coaching experience than basically anybody around there doing it. It didn't work out at LSU. You need somebody that it. You know, obviously it draws excitement. Everybody wants to bring in somebody that draws excitement. But he's younger. He'll be innovative. He's won at LSU before. He understands the lay of the land. I think LSU, and you know what? Again, I know he's sitting there waiting on an NFL job, but I don't know if you'd have to absolutely empty the vault to get Joe Brady if he really wanted it. The thing is, because if he doesn't want to coach college football, then it doesn't matter, to Blaine's point. But if you shake that tree and something starts falling out, I don't know if you got to give the mega deal that you would have to give
and you probably
to Lane Kiffin.
And you probably wouldn't find a lot of pissed off LSU fans, to be honest, Joe Brady got that job. There's a trust factor there. He's been a part of your program. You won a lot there. You put up a lot of points. What's your problem right now? It's offense. I think you can keep bait there if Joe Brady comes. So I just think he'd be a great fit. I think he'd be a great fit rather than just – you know, letting Lane Kiffin and Jimmy Sexton run up the check on everybody in the SEC.
No, and Blaine's basically talking about, like, you know, Brady, LSU fans would be excited.
Oh, they would be excited for sure. Here's the question, though. If you're Florida or Penn State, are you calling Brian Kelly? Like, a solid option at head coach. He's still a solid option, just opened up.
If you're LSU, are you calling James Franklin?
No. Did he say if you're LSU?
No.
But I think Florida, I mean, look, Florida's been in a much worse place.
Could you get if you're Florida, could you get Brian Kelly and James Franklin, co-head coaches, to come together to finally get over the hump?
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, probably is. I I want to make this point. Okay. I do not want to hear any more about it's unfair to players now with the way coaches are treated and this, that, or the other, because now you can transfer anywhere. They're paying you more than some of the coaches in some of these instances, especially the assistants, and they're firing guys who didn't even do terrible. So I feel like the playing field has never been more level between players and coaches. But I'm going to know in the comments what candidates you have. This is just, there's so much madness that has already started. We're not even to week 10 yet. We haven't even had the first college football playoff reveal, and Brian Kelly and James Franklin are fired. Like, Billy Napier, okay. Yeah. Like, that wouldn't have thrown me off my horse. But it's just...
But this whole time when I've been saying, with Dabo Swinney criticism, no, are you crazy? Dabo Swinney has won two national championships. No, there's no way he's
going to... Nobody's safe.
Now I'm like, man.
Nobody's safe on these streets. Nobody's safe on these streets.
Yeah, I understand. But I mean, Dabo did win the Natty. Right, and they're in the playoff. I get it, Brian Kelly. You run a bunch of games at Notre Dame, and that's great. I mean, James Franklin, you beat everybody who you're supposed to beat at Penn State, except for this year.
Yeah.
So
you can't just hook up with a lot of fives and act like you're a casting.
I guess maybe it's just me. I just kind of hold Dabo Swinney in higher regards than Brian Kelly and James Franklin.
Yeah, but I mean, to that point, though, I mean, hell, not now that this precedent's been set. What's to say that it couldn't step up into the...
Oh, nobody's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's safe. The streets are wild. The thing about it, like, if you're a coach, like, look, I get it. It sucks you got fired. You want to win, and not being safe doesn't feel great, but it feels a lot better not being safe and rich.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're so rich, you are safe. I mean, for $53 million, I'd let you fire me out of a cannon into the ocean.
Is that his buyout?
Yeah.
53 mil.
53 mil.
It's more than mine.
Yeah, a little bit. Couple shekels more than ours put together. But anything else before we got? I mean, we're going to be following this.
Let's go finish our spaghetti.
Yeah, God, let's go finish dinner. All right, make sure you're locked into Crane & Company. Almost 200,000 subs. Let's get there. Let's get there by the end of the week. Check out all the content. We appreciate y'all.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.